All right. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mastering the Law of Attraction. And this is week two. And week two is great because we're going to get another tool. Last week we went through, we reviewed everything that we know about things, and we're going to move forward with moving through. We did the basics, then we did the first step. And today we're going to do the second step and really understand what the second step is all about and start to really apply that in our life, because everything in this course and everything on this three-step formula is one builds after another, builds after another. And if you are a teacher at all, and I've been a teacher forever, is that the system and the way that this works is really a very great example of something called scaffolding. And scaffolding has been proven to be the best way that people really learn, because one builds on the other. Say yes if you like to learn.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Good. Awesome. Great. And we're going to keep learning and we're going to keep building on. And before we go into step two, I want to say that, and I think I might have approached this in the first class, is that I want to say that when we learn this kind of work, it is meant to be, you know, it's like the Course in Miracles says, these ideas can be toys or they can actually change your life. And it's the same with this, is that if we really want to shift into more love, more peace, more abundance, and just be more in touch with the well-being and flow in our life, we have to incorporate it into our life. And so when we look at clarity and contrast sheets that we went through last week, and that you all did so well, I'm really proud of you, is that what we're going to try to do with this is that hopefully after this whole course is done, and I'm going to be here to support you in many ways, is to incorporate it on a daily basis so your thinking changes, so you actually are doing things, so that this becomes just how you live through the world. Because do we want to be unconscious creators or deliberate creators?
Deliberate.
Conscious. That's right. We want to be deliberate creators. And most of the time, what happens in the world is that if we don't give attention, energy, and focus, which we're going to talk about today, if we don't give attention, energy, and focus to a certain way of being or a certain process, which we are going to do, we will flip back into being an unconscious creator. Because the ways of the world will be like, well, that just happened to us. Oh, there's that thing again. Okay, whatever. And we won't see that those things are part of our vibration. Say yes if you want to be in control of your vibration.
Yes.
Yes. And I say that word control with a caveat of this isn't about controlling it, because the third step is allowing. But it's about being aware where your vibration is. And so to be a deliberate creator, a deliberate attractor, whatever, to be the captain of your ship in your life, we really have to be like, where is my vibration? So that's where we're going to go today, and we're going to go into the second step. Sound good, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Okay. So once again, before we get going, I want to tell you that if for some reason you need to mute yourself, you're going to do four star. That's only if you have a lot of background noise, or, you know, the dogs are barking, the kids are crazy. Just do four star, and then you can come back in. Okay, so you might want to write that on your paper. So welcome. Who just joined us?
Hi, Max. It's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. Welcome. We're just about to get started. Okay. All right. So, everyone, do you all have your workbook with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Cool. So you're going to want to have your workbook open to, well, page 5 is the Clarity Through Contrast worksheet, and we're going to move through from there. So you're going to want to turn to that page first. Okay. So let's get going. All right. So I'm going to do a review just so that we're aware. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. So last time we talked about what the reset button or the reset sentence is. Who can tell me? Say your name first and then tell me. Who can tell me what the reset button sentence is?
Rose.
Rose.
Mm-hmm. So what do I want?
Very good. Very good. Yay, Rose. Okay. Good. So that's our reset button. When do we say, so what do I want? Anyone, say your name and then tell us.
It's Wendy. And we say that whenever we catch ourselves saying or thinking no, not, or don't.
Good. Okay. Now let me ask you all, speaking of don't, not, and no, or no, not, and don't, whatever you want to say, who would like to tell me their experience this week in realizing or looking or just feeling when they're saying don't, not, and no? Who would like to share something about that? Okay, I'll ask you.
Well, I don't mind if no one's going to jump in.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Wendy Big Mouth. Okay.
Oh,
here's what I discovered this week, which is in all the years I've been working on figuring out why I'm not as abundant as I'd like to be, that I've trained myself fairly well not to say those words. And so I didn't really catch myself that often, but I realized that I think I have so much subconscious self-talk going on that I am having a hard time recognizing it.
Ah, And do you mean that your subconscious self-talk is not so subconscious anymore?
Well, no, it's still subconscious, and I'm trying to become aware. Like I can feel it happening, but I can't. But I'm having a hard time tuning into what exactly am I saying to myself. It doesn't feel good. What's ever running in the back of my head that's so programmed and so old, and I'm just so familiar with it that I don't even know that I could put it into words. It just doesn't feel good.
Thank you so much for sharing. Say yes if you can relate to what Wendy is saying. Yes.
Yeah.
I can relate to that. Thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to address that for a second. What we're doing here, and I think what I told you from the very beginning of this class, what The Secret doesn't do, which this work does, is it doesn't teach you to start to be aware and get rid of negative vibrations. Do you remember that, everyone?
Yes.
Because most of the time when we hear something called the law of attraction, we just hear, if you think about it long enough, if you look at it, if you keep talking about it, if you look at the pictures, it will appear in your life. Correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Well, if your vibration has those little nigglings of, you're not good enough. I don't feel good. Then is it going to be able to bring everything to you the way that you want it?
No.
Because how many vibrations are there?
Two.
And what are they?
Positive and negative.
That's right. And I'm the drill sergeant here. I'm your drill sergeant, so I just want to make so positive and negative, and you're going to get a little like, I get it, I know. But it's really important. So there's only two. There's positive and negative. Now, if you're saying a positive thing and you're feeling negative, what is law of attraction going to match?
The negative.
Negative.
That's right. Good. Congratulations. that is one of the reasons why one of the reasons why negative things happen to so-called positive people. Because what's underneath, what we're not seeing, the iceberg kind of, have you all heard of like kind of the iceberg theory of consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that 10% of the iceberg that's on the top, and then there's the 90% that's under the water. The 90% under the water is the foundation for the 10% on the top. So what's happening for you, and I think for many of us, and this is a lifelong pursuit. I'm telling you, it's a lifelong pursuit, but you get better at it and you understand, is that the 90% under the water is going, you're not good enough. Your father doesn't like you. No one ever believed you. You were called frizzy-haired when you were a kid. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And other people get that more, and you're not good enough, and you're too fat, and you're not pretty enough. So, can anyone relate to that? I can.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what this work does, it makes you really aware that there is a feeling that doesn't make you feel good. And all we need to do is go, oh, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't feel good. So I don't want that. So what's the reset?
What do I want?
What do I want?
What do I want, okay?
So you're saying we do that just with the feeling, when we notice that feeling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You notice
okay.
the feeling. Behind the feeling is there is a reason why you have that feeling.
And is that, and...
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, that's what I'm having trouble getting in touch with, what that is. I'm recognizing the feeling is there, but I'm not really able to put words or sentences or cause behind it yet.
Like the why. Why? What is it?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's two theories. I mean, I think that I'm going to spend a little time on this because it's very important to everyone, is that, can anyone relate to what she's talking about?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So it's really important. It's important for me to understand this too. Happens to me is that there's two theories behind this. We can either go, oh, that's because that I'm feeling that because I was triggered into a thought or a memory that's telling me I'm not smart enough, and that's why I feel bad right now. So you get the sort of reason. You go, oh, I don't like not feeling smart enough. So what do I want? I want to feel smarter. I want to feel like I'm intelligent. I want to feel that way. So I'm going to go towards that. So there's that school of thought. So you get really clear, okay? And sometimes you can't. But the other school of thought is that it doesn't freaking matter what's making you feel bad because it's all done. What's important is from now moving forward. So you go, oh, I have this thing that it feels bad. All I need to do in this moment, because everything is in the now, all I need to do in this moment is to feel what?
Good.
To feel good. Now, this is going, remember why I said we have to acknowledge the contrast, acknowledge the negative?
Right.
Yeah.
And how long are we supposed to acknowledge it for?
Briefly.
Now, I don't ever tell you how long briefly is because briefly is different for everyone. For a relationship, it's different than a smell. You know, if you smell something really bad, you want to get out of there really quickly, right? If you taste something really bad, you spit it out of your mouth really quickly, right? You see, our body
yep.
knows what doesn't feel good. What's the difference between our mind is the ego goes, well, that doesn't feel good, but I've been together with him for 25 years, and I really just, I think I, right? So
yes.
briefly is different for everything. It can't, for a relationship or whatever, it can be different. You just need to know that the main thing about law of attraction is to be like, I'm not going to keep pushing against, I'm going to keep going towards what feels good.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Did that
help? I forgot that part today.
It's okay.
Yes, yes. Yes, that was very helpful. I was sitting in the chair thinking, God, I can just feel like this. Not like, I was going to say like shit, but no,
okay.
I just am feeling so, I'm just feeling so, there's anxiety and there's fear and there's like not knowing which way to, good direction to go and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, and I don't want to feel this way, but I forgot the key ingredient was to figure out something to feel good about.
Yeah, that's right. See, that's why things like music, things like pictures, going for a walk, exercising, different things help you to go, I'm gonna be in a better vibrational state, because the law of attraction has one job. What's the job of the law of attraction? To
match
the vibration.
That's right, to your match your vibrations. So when you realize it's like, oh, this doesn't feel good, sometimes you have to be like, oh, you know, someone very close to me passed away and I feel bad and I feel grief and I have to allow that. That's totally fine. You don't go, oh, I'm not sad. That's denial, and that creates a lot of other problems. But you just, because one of the things I tell people, and I think you might want to write this down. Get your pens out. I don't know where you want to write this down before we get into the steps, is that this is a long sentence. Okay, let me just think of the best way to say this to you. I'm going to use the word don't for a very specific reason right now. Okay? We don't want to ask why questions, W-H-Y. We don't want to ask why questions. To substantiate, big word, to substantiate, a negative. Can someone read that back?
Rose, I will. We don't want to ask why questions to substantiate a negative.
Okay, thank you very much. I use that very specifically. I'll tell you the opposite in a second. What happens is that many of us, Wendy has brought up a really powerful point, is that our brain, we're creating all the time. We're always creating, and law of attraction is always looking. Law of attraction is always checking for our what?
Vibration.
Vibration.
So when we say, okay, it's a little bit different than Wendy's. It's like, but it's, you'll understand it. You say, why does this always happen to me? Why don't people like me? Why don't I ever get the job I really want? Why haven't I gotten the house I wanted? So those are why questions to substantiate a negative result. Negative results, sorry.
Oh, results.
Yeah, say results is better. You follow me, everyone?
Yes.
So what will happen is that your mind and law of attraction, well, their mind first is such a great computer. It will find all the reasons why you're bad. Well, you didn't get the house because you're really stupid. You don't get the guy because no one really finds you attractive. You didn't get the, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The mind, the ego, we'll start to, because the ego wants you to feel bad. So it will keep saying, it doesn't think that, but it will, it's sort of insidious. So when we start to go, why am I feeling so bad? Oh, it could be because on some level, you will start to create all these things. Now, God, it's a perfect segue, because it brings those bad feelings into your vibration. And it focuses on them. And when it focuses on them, what are you going to get more of?
A negative.
Bad vibrations.
Right. So what you want to do, the opposite is, you want to ask why questions to substantiate a positive outcome. So we want to ask why questions to substantiate a positive outcome. For example, you go, why does everybody seem to be smiling at me? Because I'm a really nice guy. People like me. Why do I feel so good? Well, probably because I was really nice to my friends today. Why am I getting a lot of phone calls? Oh, because you know what? I give a lot to people and then they want to give to me. You see where I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most of the time in life, our ego will always hook up on trying to answer negative why questions. And that's what keeps us stuck and keeps us in a negative vibration. Okay? Cool. So, boy, that was such a great answer, okay? So, we're going to move forward. Any questions about that or comments?
What's your phone number for speed dial? Sorry.
You know, you can get me all the time.
No, I'm just kidding.
Got it. Okay. So now, we did our Contrast Through Clarity worksheets, and I think everyone here sent me their Contrast Through Clarity worksheets. And I know before we started, I want to ask you what your experience was with that, and we're going to move on after that. I know that Rose told me a story about hers, but would you like to speak first, Rose, or do you want someone else to speak?
No, I can go ahead. Not a problem.
Okay. Rose, tell me what you were telling me before we started recording.
Okay. What I was telling you about was after our first class, and we had to pick, you know, my idea or whatever, I was going to choose a home. But that night, I actually had gotten a phone call from somebody who was talking to my husband. He owns a 3D studio, and he was looking for someone to do some contract work. Now, this is a company that I actually wanted to get into. So that night, my husband mentioned my name. Then I called this guy, Larry, and I guess what I'm trying to say is it made me rather than do the homework sheet, do the job idea, in which it forced me to get really clear on what it was that I really didn't want and write it down what I wanted. So basically what's happened is I got the job, the contract, even though it's a temporary, but it can eventually become full-time, and I got the hourly wage that I had asked for, and moving forward.
Wow.
Yay.
First of all, let's all say yay.
Yay.
Hey.
Awesome.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you, and it just really, it proves a lot of points, but one of the points is that you started going, okay, what do I really want? And then it really came to you, right?
That is correct. But what I really loved was actually doing the more of the negative first, because when you do the negative and then focus on the positive, it's positive. And I felt if we can easily flip it the other way, but then it's almost like you're neutralizing it.
Oh my
God. If you did the positive first and then the negative, it's almost like you've neutralized it. I found it more empowering to look at the negative and make it positive.
Do you want to be in my commercial? Because
can I add one quick thing?
Sure, sure.
On Rose's behalf, just because I'm so aware of the circumstances, I would just like to speak to the timing of the class, because what she didn't say is that this job with Larry's company has been in the making for years. We're talking like 3 years. And then the first day of this class, and it all came together that night.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So I can clarify that. Yes.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's so incredible. That's great. That is so great. Now, does everyone see the power in getting clear? There's no coincidences. We know that now from the very beginning. There's no coincidences. This has always already been your work, and we're going to talk about your vibrational bubble, which is really important. It already was in your vibrational bubble, but you got more clear, and then it came to you quicker. Right, Rose?
Exactly. And even for me asking what I wanted, I was like, in the past, I would go, oh, well, maybe that's too much. I don't know. He didn't even question me. Then no problem, and just started. So, yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to point out is that it's so important that I love that what you said was that, remember how I said we have to look at contrast. We've got to see it so that we can, because the clarity births your desire, births everything. But we have to see what we don't want. A lot of us, I will tend to do it too, want to go to, well, I want this, I want this, I want this. But when you go to, and you said it so wonderfully, Rose, about when you go from the negative to the positive, it's like a creation kind of thing. When you go from the positive to the negative, it sort of neutralizes it. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I'm really, really happy for you. I've had some very similar situations. Good for you. Anyone else want to share their experience with the clarity through contrast, challenges or successes or questions?
I don't think I was clear enough in mine. I think I may have confused the universe.
Who's that speaking?
It's Kendall.
Okay,
I wanted a better work environment, not a different job, but a better work environment because I work with a bunch of nice people. But I think I might be manifesting myself into another job because I was offered to go into a business with someone who's starting a new business. It looks like the doctors in our group may be breaking up, and then I would have to make a choice, too, if any of them I would stay with. I don't think that's what I meant. Can you cause negative things if your intention isn't clear enough?
Well, first of all, I love how you're seeing the machinations of how it's working, first of all. Second of all, we want to try to say, my ideal job is this and this and this and this and this. One thing, I'm going to tell you this. When you start doing this work and you start getting clear and understanding these very basic concepts, is that your world is going to start to open up. And you're going to start to vibrate things out of your bubble. And what happens is that you will start to be like, that's because remember last time I said we only do matches? Let's all say that.
We only do matches.
So for you, Kendall, what I think might be happening is that you were doing something that might have been, you would said, I want a better work environment. You can say the ideal work environment. So when we are in something and we like it, we just want something to shift a little bit. But when we want better or we want to change all the way in that wording, it sort of put it out to the universe that you wanted to change the job. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. But I can't change the people, so maybe the universe is telling me to get my butt out of there.
Well, the universe is – okay, I wanted to tell you this. The universe has no agenda. There's no agenda. God don't have no agenda. There's no like, you know what? She's not supposed to be there. Let's put her over there. Because all the only thing that law of attraction or God is doing what? Matching your
vibration.
Your vibration. So when you get
so
clear about
vibration
your vibration, say again.
So what you're saying is we manifest the vibration, and that's how the universe decides where it is we need to be.
Yeah, it just goes, oh, that's where you want to go? Here you go. That's what you want? Here you go. So it's not saying, you know, you deserve this or you don't deserve that. I want to clear that up. There's no judgment from – these are just – it's called a law. A law doesn't have a judgment. It's just the way it is. So what could be happening for you – there's just a couple of things. That what could be happening for you – and I think that you probably need to get more specific probably in your ideal job, is that it could be picking up on something and giving you something better, but you don't know that that's true yet until you go. But if you're feeling like, oh, I don't want to do that, then that's not right. Because what you really wanted is you wanted your job to have different aspects, to shift the aspects in your job, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to ask
people,
you
the environment, yes.
What, Kendall?
I said the environment, all the BS, I would like to be gone.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know that this new opportunity has BS or not?
I don't know. It doesn't feel right to me, put it that way. So I would say no, then I would not go that way.
What we've opened up is that you're like, I want something different than this. And so you have the vibration, I want something different than this, correct?
Yes.
So the vibration gave you what? Something
different
than that.
You're right.
It gave you what you wanted. It gave you something different than what you – it gave you something different. Now, I would say go back and get much more specific about what you want, much more specific. And what you want to do is you want to say, I don't want to change a job. I want to stay in this job.
Okay.
Was that on your list?
No.
Okay, that needs to be on your list because you got a different offer from a different job, and you just what the universe was listening to was that you wanted something different, and you got a different job offer. Now, there's no reason why. Who knows? Maybe this job is better. We don't know. You don't know.
People have more than one list going at once.
You mean for different things?
Well, I feel like when I created the first list that I needed to get clearer about that, like to break that down into other lists, or am I just being anal?
No, it's called the clarity through contrast. So the more contrast you get, the more clear you get, so you get more specific.
Okay.
Now, the list, the clarity through contrast, it says 10 on there. You can have 500.
Okay.
You can have as many as you want to get as clear as you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, the clarity and contrast list are living documents that you're going to live and go, oh, I forgot to put that on. Oh, that doesn't feel right. So now you've had an experience in the world, and now you need to go back to your list and say, I don't want to choose a different job. I want the same job. Is that what you really want?
That doesn't become a whole new list. That just gets changed on your original.
Yeah, because you know what? Your title needs to be my ideal job, not my ideal better job than this job. Because you said better. They're giving you something else.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Sure. And you know what? Email me later, and we'll talk. I'll help you a little bit more. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good. All right. So we're gonna move on now. Okay. Now today we're gonna talk about one of my favorite things. It's called my vibrational bubble. It's on page 6. Okay. So yeah, on the top of page 6, it says step 2. What is step 2, everyone? Let's read it together.
Give my desire
attention.
Okay. All right. So what we've gotten clear, basically. You're going to go back and always keep vibrational bubble. I want you to imagine that around your body, for about, you know, maybe 6 feet all the way around, there's like a hula hoop. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is your vibrational bubble. This is a little bit of an analogy, but it'll make sense. So the law of attraction is responding to whatever is inside your bubble. Where is it responding to? What is where?
Inside
your bubble. Now, it's really important to understand that all your goals, all your dreams, all your desires are not inside your bubble. They are where? Outside your bubble.
Outside your bubble.
Because your goals, your dreams, your desires are things you are outside, because if they were in your bubble, you would have them already. Do you get that?
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. So for example, when you did step one, when you did the clarity and you identified your desire, now that you have that clarity about this desire, it's necessary to include that desire in that vibration. It's in your current vibration now. You got clear, and when you said, "Oh, I want a job that has blue diamonds," I don't know, whatever it is. I realize I need a job with blue diamonds. And then suddenly now it's in your vibrational bubble. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So everything on your clarity list is now in your bubble. It's not outside your bubble. It's inside your bubble. Now, if you want to build, if we want to start to actually create that, on some level, we have to give that list that's on the clarity side, we have to give it attention, energy, and focus. What do we have to give it?
Attention,
energy, and focus.
We have to give it attention, energy, and focus. So if we're saying, okay, I don't have enough money. Where am I going to get money? Am I giving not enough money attention?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I giving it energy?
Yes.
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 And focus. And is it inside my bubble?
Yes.
Okay. So what am I going to get if I don't have enough money?
You're not going to have enough money.
This is very important. I want you to write this down somewhere. I want you to write, when you say no, you're really saying yes vibrationally. So have you all ever heard that term, what you resist persists?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the reason why. When you keep pushing away from something, it's in your bubble. You're creating it in your bubble. Okay? So we're gonna now look at, see the two sides. One says includes and one says excludes. You all with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So on includes, if I'm building my clarity list, is that in my bubble or out of my bubble?
In your bubble.
Okay, so I want you to write clarity list under includes. If I start thinking about, that Porsche. Ooh, I'd really like that Porsche. I'm going to go see a Porsche. Is that in my bubble or outside my bubble?
Inside?
Inside. I'm daydreaming about it. Daydreaming is really good. Okay? If I am pretending I have a Porsche, is it in my bubble or out of my bubble?
In.
In my bubble, okay? If I am Okay, so if I want a relationship that has that is the people, the couple or whatever, a relationship where somebody is really loving and caring, and I see on the street a couple that is loving and caring and I'm observing that, does that bring it into my bubble?
Yes.
Does it depend how you feel about it?
Very good, Wendy. Very good, Wendy. So, go ahead.
You're probably going to touch on this, but my thought is if you see that and you're envious, then that wouldn't be good. But if you see that and you can have a good vibration around it, thinking, oh, I'm going to have that, or that's, you know, it's that subtlety of what, of where you are on the vibrational scale, right?
Exactly. So good. Very good. Because it is not the words we say, it's the feelings behind the words. I want you to write that down. I sort of touched on this before. It's not the words we say, it's the feeling behind the words. So, very good. The same example. I'm going to give you another example. So if I look, if on my clarity list I had a love, I'm going to make it more specific. I want a relationship where there is public displays of affection, whatever, PDAs, okay? That makes me feel good. I like that. And then when I'm out in the world and I see someone having public displays of affection and I'm observing it, I am including it in my bubble, but now, this is important, exactly what you said. I can go, oh, I want that. That feels so good. That's exactly what my list says. Those people are doing exactly the kind of thing that I want. Does that feel positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive. But if I look at it and go, oh, they're doing what I want, and I don't have that, but maybe someday I'll get it. But then, is that negative or positive?
Negative.
Negative.
So, it's important that we're going to talk about this celebrating the match later, but it's important that we go, oh, there it is. That's what I want. Not, ooh, there it is. I don't have it. You see what I'm saying?
Right. It's like watching TV with your husband and something good happens to someone, and as the woman or whoever, we go, oh, that's so nice. And they're like, oh, yeah, right, kind of thing.
yeah. yeah. But we can't control anyone else's vibration there.
No,
but yes, it is. You go,
they win money. Yeah.
Yeah. True. Okay. Good. So when we're observing something, we're visualizing something, we're daydreaming, we're clarity, we're doing a dream board. Do you know what dream boards are, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
No.
A dream board is when you find, like, you want a perfect house, and you go through magazines and you cut out all the pictures of the house and you put it on a board, and then you look at it and go, that's the house I want. It looks so good. I really like it. That's including it in your vibrational bubble. Okay? So, on the exclude side, this is pretty important. I want you to write on the exclude side, in my attempt to exclude it, I include it. So, in the attempt to exclude it, I include it. So when I say, oh, that's what I want, but I don't have it, you included a what vibration in your bubble?
Negative.
Even though you wanted positive, you turned it into a negative, and now it's in your bubble.
I don't have a vibration.
Yeah, because it's about your vibration around it. Okay? So, under that it says, what am I? Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want you to write, what am I including in my vibrational bubble? This is something that I'm going to sort of give you a little bit of a homework before we move on, is that this week, that question, I want you to put stars around what am I including in my vibrational bubble, is I want you to start to be realize what is in your bubble during this week. Because once you realize it, you can go, oh, I'm doing that, and I didn't even realize it. Oh, I'm looking at that negatively, and I didn't even realize that. I'm pushing away from that, and I didn't even realize that. I'm observing what I don't want, and I didn't realize that. And your vibrational bubble has a lot to do with what are you reading, what are you watching, what are you talking about, what are you allowing other people to talk about around you. And our motto here is that we mind our vibration. Mind our vibration. What do? We
mind our vibration.
So it's important that we realize, oh, I'm including a lot of things I don't want in my bubble. Okay? So that's going to be one of your homeworks. All right. So any questions about the vibrational bubble or comments? So, turn the page to page seven. Now.
So, Max, can I just ask a quick question?
Sure,
in the
sure.
includes and excludes, as we go through the week, is that our homework to jot them down in those boxes?
No. Yeah, because nothing is excluded out of your bubble unless you have it in your life. I mean, your
right.
dreams and whatever, those are excluded. But I want you to just
okay.
be aware of what you're putting in your
Okay.
Or what's already there.
All right.
Okay? All right. So, the top of page 7, can someone please read that top of page 7?
Rose, why your affirmations may not be working.
Okay. And I want you to circle the word may. May not be working. Now, when we're talking about creating things in our life or switching things and changing things, affirmations can work just fine, okay? They can work fine. So, if you know anything about affirmations, I'm just going to tell you real quickly, is that affirmations have criteria. They tend to. They are usually always, when you learn them, they're always positive. They're always in the present tense. And they're always very short, okay? They're always those things. They're positive, they're now, and they're short, okay? So, for example, I'm going to give you an idea of an affirmation. And I'm not saying here that affirmations don't work. It's why they might not be working. Is that many times in an affirmation class or affirmations, they will say, or people will say, okay, if you want to be thinner, what you need to do is you need to look in the mirror and go and take off all your clothes, look in the mirror and say, I am thin and I love my healthy, beautiful body. Right? Or I'm a millionaire and I have lots of money. I'm doing it very extreme, just to tell you. I have lots of money in the bank and I have no problem paying my bills. Okay, those are short, positive affirmations, and they're in the present tense. Follow me, everyone?
Yes.
So that's how affirmations tend to work. And the idea behind affirmations is that you will start to, all of a sudden, you'll start to, your body will change, and you'll start to feel good about it. You won't be overweight anymore. And your body will match your affirmation if you say it long enough, right?
Apparently, yes.
That's the idea. But if we say to ourselves, I have lots of money and I can pay my bills, and then you look at your bank account and you have $15, what do you feel?
Like crap.
Your ego says, liar, liar, liar.
That's right. Says you're a liar and you feel like crap. That's right. And so it goes from a it's pseudo-positive to a what? To a?
Negative.
Negative.
And we want to keep working through positive. We want to keep working to the positive. So that's why a lot of times people keep saying, I'm getting the job, I have the job. Well, you know what? If you don't have the job, there's a subconscious part of you is going, you are a liar, exactly what you're saying. So it is about, this comes back to that, what you were talking about, Wendy, is that it's how you feel about what you say and think. It's not what you're saying and thinking, it's how you feel about it, how you feel about it. So underneath that it says the law of attraction responds, and I want you to write how I feel in capital words, capital letters, how I feel about what I say and think. I'll do that. The example again of if you really see the kind your ideal mate, okay, and they're walking down the street, or you see them and they match your clarity list or whatever, and you go, look, there he is. He's got blonde hair and blue eyes, and he's dressed exactly right, and he's talking. They're really cool. I really like him. Wow. That's so cool. He's exactly what I want. That's very close to what I want. But if you go, oh, there he is. I'm never going to have him. I don't have him now. Then it changes it all. It changes it all. So, but we're all about shifting everything here and shifting towards our good and towards our goals, or not goals, but towards what we desire. So what we want to do is we want to make sure the words are congruent with our feeling. So the next thing underneath is you want to say the words need to be congruent with feelings.
Capitals?
The words need to be congruent with the feelings. Okay. So the key to making your affirmation work is to make it true for you. And the only way to make it true for you is to say, the correction is not to say, I mean, the affirmation would say, I am thin and I have a healthy body when I'm 70 pounds overweight and I feel bad. So the correction here, you might say a reset button, is I'm in the process of attracting my ideal body that feels healthy and happy and whole, or whatever it is. So the correction underneath is, I'm in the process of attracting my ideal dot, dot, dot. Okay.
My ideal? So
your ideal whatever it is, your ideal job, your ideal house, your ideal whatever. You're in the process of attracting it. You don't have it right now. It's all coming. You're in the process of it. And life is a process. It's all coming. It's all coming. But we just have to get clear and allow it to come. Focus on it and allow it to come. So everything's about your feelings. And you're allowing it to come. This isn't about goal setting and saying, because you know what? When do you feel good? Because it's all about feeling good. It's like, that feels good. I like that. That feels good. I like knowing that my ideal person has this and this and this. In traditional goal setting to try to get the guy, you only feel good when?
When you get.
And who said that?
Kendall.
Kendall, what did you say? When do you feel good in traditional goal setting?
When you accomplish something, when you get something.
That's right. That is the opposite of what we are doing here. That's a big thing. We're feeling good so it will come to us. We're allowing it to come, and we're not going, when I get there, when I get it, I'll feel good. When I get there. So we're in the process of allowing it to come to us because we're focused on how great it's going to feel. It's a positive vibration that we're attracting to us. Okay. Good. All right. So that being said, when you're thinking about affirmations, you want to think about how if you feel good about saying it, then do it. But if you feel like it's saying, if you're saying it and you feel like, I'm not really like that, then don't do it. You say, I'm in the process of attracting my ideal body. I'm in the process of attracting it. I'm in the process of it coming to me. You see the difference, everyone?
Yes, the
yes.
difference.
Okay, so we want to embrace the process. They were attracting information. The other thing is we're attracting information. We're attracting all this stuff so that it can come to us. Just like Rose. Rose attracted this guy and then attracted the thing. And then it's not that sometimes it's not exactly, but we're attracting. We're in the process of it coming to us. Okay? So turn the next page and go to page 8. Now, we have to give our attention. The step two, this is step two. We're giving our attention energy, our desire, attention, energy, and focus. So you're just going to fill in. See those four blanks at the top?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're going to fill them in. So the first one is I want you to write in, I love it when, dot, dot, dot. I love it when. Number two is I love knowing my ideal dot, dot, dot. Number three is I'm excited at the thought of dot, dot, dot. And number four is I've decided. Okay. Now these are your scripts. So what we're going to do with these scripts is we're going to where it says dot 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 or the blank afterwards, we're going to start filling in the things in our contrast and clarity list and our clarity side. For example, I love it when my ideal mate shows up with roses for me. I love knowing that my ideal mate has no problem with public forms of attention or whatever that is. I'm excited at the thought of my ideal mate bringing me on vacations every year, whatever that is. I've decided that my ideal mate is this and this and this, whatever is on the clarity list. So what we're going to do here is you're going to start to create these statements, these desire statements. So I'm going to give you an example. I decided at the beginning of the year that this year I really, really, really wanted, I was clear that I wanted to make this year about traveling, about world traveling and doing more workshops. But I wanted to focus on the traveling a lot. So I got clear about it. Then I was like, oh, okay, so now I have to give it attention, energy, and focus on some level. So I started, you know, just telling my friends, you know what, I love knowing that this year I'm going to be all about traveling the world. I love the thought. It really excites me to know that this year is going to be all about traveling for me. I've decided that this year is going to be about traveling for me. So it was under my ideal year. So do you see how I've used that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you get a little creative with all this. There's going to be more writing. So are you all following me with the 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yes.
If you have any questions, yes. Does anyone have a question or a comment about it? Okay. So the next thing I want you to write after opening statement, I want you to write, I'm in the process of attracting. All that I need to do know, or have to attract my ideal blank? I'll say it again. That opening statement is, I am in the process of attracting all that I need to do, know, or have to attract my ideal blank. The closing statement is, Law of Attraction, or LOA, is unfolding this for me right now. So, if we were to switch this around, you would take those 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you'd put it in between the opening and closing statement. So, is everyone following me?
Yes.
I'll give you an example. Here goes this is my ideal home. You ready? Mm-hmm. My ideal home. Here it goes. I'm in the process of attracting all that I need to do, know, or have to attract my ideal home in the south of France. I love it when I'm in my perfect home in the south of France and my friends come over and we have a great time. I love knowing that my ideal home in the south of France is a place where people feel comfortable and they love being there. I'm so excited about the thought of having people in my home and having lots of friends and getting married in my home in the south of France. I've decided that this home in the south of France is going to be a place where I live half of the year. Law of Attraction is unfolding this for me right now. Okay, how does that sound?
Good.
Great.
Want to come over?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Awesome. Okay. So this is going to be your homework. This is your desire statement. This is where you're going to focus. Now, your homework is going to be to fill in, and you're going to get blank sheets on the recordings page, so you can type them out or whatever. So you're going to write it down. Now, it doesn't have to be exactly all these in that order. You do it for your feeling, because what's the most important thing, everyone, is our
feelings. Got to feel good.
Our feelings, our vibrations. Very good. So our feelings. So you make it the way that you want it, that feels good to you. You're going to write it down. You're going to say, my ideal job I'm attracting my ideal job, and I love it when this job of working in the carnival is whatever it is. You can switch it around. You can change it. The main thing is that you're giving attention. What's the next word?
Energy
and focus.
That's right. So you're giving it attention, energy, and focus by writing it down. Now, writing it down is awesome. So you can write a big desire statement. Your desire statement can be all over. You can be a whole journal entry about how you go off, about, you know, really being in that place, being in that job. I love it when I'm at my house and my dogs come running up to me after a long day of work, and then I open a bottle of wine and we sit by the pool and my friends come over and my boyfriend is there, and you know, you can go into lots of detail about it, and the more detail the better. And you start with all the things on your clarity list, but when you start doing this, can you all see how if you start to really expand it, it can become like a whole scene in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So when that scene is in your head, is it in your bubble or is it excluded from your bubble?
It's in your bubble.
It's in your bubble. And we want things in our bubble so we can attract them. So,
right. Can I ask you what may seem like an obvious question?
Of course.
If there are many things going on in your life that you want changed, my guess would be that the thing to do would be to write multiple desire statements for each individual.
It's a great question. So what we want to do is that the purposes of these 4 weeks is to get you really going with one thing. And then you stick with that one thing, basically, and then you get the hang of it. So if you started with your job, do this about your job. And then we'll follow the 3 steps through your job. But ultimately, you're going to start doing it for your job and for your business partner and for your marketing and for your whatever. For all of the stuff in your life, you're going to start to do this. Because then it will start to, all those things will start to come to you. At the beginning, it's too overwhelming to do too many.
Right.
Now, remember we talked about the radio dial last time, about 90, 100 and then 0?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's some things in our life that has a lower vibration than other things. For example, in your life, you might have, you might be really high vibe in your career. You might be a 95 in your career, but then in your, your relationships is a 30, okay? And then your money is about a 50. So they're all sort of different. Make sense, everyone?
Yeah.
So one's really high, one's really low, one's in the middle, one's. So all these different areas of your life have a different kind of high vibe or low vibe. So a low vibe is stuck, feels negative, and it feels bad, right? A high vibe feels free, feels flowing, feels good. It's all working out. So we have all these different things at different dials on that radio. In general, I didn't tell you this in the beginning because I just wanted you to pick something that felt good. In general, when we start to work with the thing that's the lowest vibration, say it's money. A lot of people it is money. Say money is at a 10 vibrationally and everything else is above it. If you start to work on the 10 and it starts to raise vibration, you feel better about money, you see a little results, you start to attract more, it feels like a flow, it feels easier, it starts to move up to a 35, everything else moves up too. But if you're already at a 95 in your career, to start working at that, there's not that much more room to go. It's better to work on the thing that's lower, and then everything sort of starts evening out. Does that make sense? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Can you hear that? That was
yes.
A long answer, Wendy, but did you get it?
Yes, I did. Max, yeah.
Max, this
Someone
is Maureen.
Have a question?
Yes,
who's that? Did someone have a question?
Yes, Max, it's Maureen. When you're talking about the places things are on the dial, that's your own personal, what's more important to you, correct? I mean, what's more of an issue as to where it's higher or lower on the dial?
Right. And in that first class, I talked about that radio dial, and
100
right. was the highest vibration. And, yeah, so you can – I was using it for relationships, but you can use it for things in your life. You know, some people are really low vibration, and you're a different vibration. So it can be anything in your life.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Sure. All right. So that's your homework, everyone. Now, you're going to write it down. The other part of your homework is that I would like you to get it out of your mouth. There's so much power. I can't tell you. There's so much power in saying it, in saying what you want, in saying it. And I never even finished my thing about travel, did I? Did I finish the travel story? What ended up happening for me?
No.
No, not on this one, no.
Okay. On this one, okay. I'll tell you. So the travel thing, I decided, and then I talked about it, then I shared it, then I was talking about it. Well, what ended up happening is I talked about it. I actually didn't even write it down. I just talked about it. And when I talked about it, it put it out into the universe. It put it out really strongly in my vibrational bubble. And 2 weeks after I made that declaration and I put my energy, intention, and focus on it, a friend of mine called me who works for United Airlines and said, I can now give a lifetime buddy pass to a non-family member, and I want to give it to you. So now I can travel the world, and I don't even need money.
That's so awesome.
Isn't that amazing? Because I didn't think, first of all, I didn't think about the money, but all I thought is, that's what I want. That feels good. I like it. That feels good. I want to travel. That feels good. I like it. And I started telling my friends. And I said, you know what? It feels really good to know this year I want it to be about travel. So I would encourage you all to either your best friend or someone to say, you don't have to read your whole desire statement, and that's a little bit crazy, but you want to somehow get it out into the world, and you might even just use me or the class as an example and say to your friend, hey, you know what? I'm doing this class, it's getting me clear, and I really know my ideal job now. It makes me feel good to know that my ideal job is a job working with people in hospitals. I never really got that clear about it. So when you say it out loud and you have energy behind it, that helps it even more.
But Max, don't you have to kind of be careful with other people and their feelings and them attaching their vibrations to it? I mean, when you share it with somebody and you're giving it to somebody else, and then...
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, you want people to... If somebody... It's not going to affect my vibrations of it. If somebody's envious of it or doesn't want it to happen or throws negativity on it.
Well, they have their own opinion. That you don't even want them to say anything.
Yeah, but I'm giving them...
I hear what you're saying. I hear it. So you don't want to say it because then they're going to shoot it down.
Exactly.
So you don't say it to those people. You say it to people you know that are going to support you. And if you don't have people that support you, you need to go on a clarity list to find people, to attract people that will support you.
Move that down, huh?
But you know what? There's always someone in your life that will listen, and you just go, wow, it feels so good to do this. This feels great. I like it. And there's always someone. And I'll tell you, it is important, and I really, really thank you so much for sharing that, because that's part of minding your vibration. You don't share it with people, negative Nelly, that's always going, oh, God, there you go. Especially at the beginning, you don't. Later on, you're strong in your conviction, what you know what you want because you've proved yourself, you won't care what anyone else says. You'll be like, good for you. But you know what? You won't attract those people around you either.
But my true intention is just to put it out to the universe, to speak it, to get it out there, not to actually personalize it to anybody else, just to get it out to the universe in a voice form, to speak it.
Yes. You can walk around your house and say it. I don't care.
Well, we do that already.
I'm telling you, I do it all the time. I do it all the time. I live alone, and I'll walk around going, gosh, this feels so good to know that my ideal house. I will say it. But I also have people around. I mean, this is what I do for a living, so people will support me. And I'm doing it all the time. So I have lots of friends that I can talk about this stuff with. And when you talk about it more, it gets it closer into your vibrational bubble. I know that Jennifer's on the call, and she will agree with that, right?
Yes, for sure.
When you talk about it, it brings it closer into your vibrational bubble. Even when you... Okay, you know what, Jennifer, can I use you for a guinea pig for a second?
Okay.
Okay. Can you tell the thing about your friend, that your friend from work in Ireland?
Oh, that was today. I have a friend at work. She came back from Ireland yesterday. So she came over to my desk to tell the guy that I work with about her trip. And then no sooner enough, I checked my phone and your status, Max, was about that you're going to Dublin in 2 weeks, and does anybody know any places to go? And she just told me about the two places I commented on, and I was like, oh, that would be so cool on your status.
Okay, so
Facebook.
You see how there's no coincidences in the world. She came up to her, she mentioned Ireland, she said the thing, and then she looked down, and I had talked about Ireland, and she had already said about Ireland. It's in the vibrational bubble, so it manifested in the world. Without trying. Did you try to make that happen, Jennifer?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in your vibrational bubble and what you talk about, what you look at, what you observe, what you give your attention, energy, and focus to is what's going to end up coming into your life. It's like I said, I think on the last call, I've said this a few times when I teach this, is that if I say blue fairies, blue fairies, blue fairies enough times, and we all talk about blue fairies, about how they have these kind of wings and they da-da-da-da-da, I guarantee you that you will see a blue fairy. Maybe not a real blue fairy, but a picture or something. Because it's in your vibrational bubble then. Do you notice when you give, like when you buy a new car or you get a new car and it's whatever it is, you start to see your car on the street all the time?
Yeah.
I even see the car that I want now all the time.
Right. That's part of giving it attention, energy, and focus, is you're focusing on it and it's starting to appear in the world without you even trying. That's the proof of it. That's the proof of it. So by saying it out loud, too, you start to see more of it. It starts to manifest itself. Okay, so just do your best to say it out loud, either to yourself or share it with a friend. Like Wendy and Rose, I know you guys are friends. You just say yours to each other. You'll be totally supportive.
Every day. We chat every
day. Other than this morning, but yes.
Awesome. Very, 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 very good. Okay, good. So we're going to wrap up here. So of all the stuff that we did, we reviewed the reset button. We talked about the vibrational bubble. We talked about affirmations and the desire statement. So of all those things, I want to ask you, let's ask, who wants to volunteer to tell me what you learned today? I know there's someone out there that wants to tell me. That's dying to tell me what one thing that they learned. Just one thing.
Oh, I can find something. It's Wendy.
Okay, Wendy.
Well, I was just sitting here looking at this list of desired statements, and I've learned, well, about myself, that I've been this is the information I've been waiting for.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that was my problem this afternoon. I knew where I was at, and I knew I didn't want to be there, and I knew that's why I had all this negative self-talk, and now I'm so excited to do this desire statement that,
okay.
Yeah, that's probably not answering your question.
That's okay. Okay.
And I also learned...
I just want to point out you went from a negative vibration to a positive vibration.
Yes. I was just sitting here as you were talking, thinking, you know, for the first time I'm feeling motivated. I've been not feeling motivated, not feeling, you know, excited. I've been missing that. And I think this is what I need, is this script that's going to get me going. And what I learned was about the bubble. The bubble was a light bulb moment for me.
Mm-hmm. Good. Great.
To recognize what's in my bubble and what's out of my bubble.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I use the bubble a lot, right, Jennifer?
Yes.
We use the bubble a lot. We were talking about, we had an Irish bubble today, obviously. Awesome. Good. Thank you. Thank you, Wendy. Anyone else want to share what they, well, how about who wants to share something that they're going to do differently from what they know now?
I will, Kendall. I'm going to not even attempt to set goals and I never reach them and I feel like crap. I'm going to go about it a little differently now.
Wow. That's big. The world is based on goal setting, you know, everyone?
Yeah, and I've never bought into that, really. I've always avoided it and kind of flown under the radar whenever somebody wanted me to set a goal. And I always thought it was fear. I always thought it was from fear, this, oh, you know, what if you don't get it? You're going to feel so bad and blah, blah, blah. But more self-talk, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You feel bad because you know it doesn't work.
That makes me feel better. I thought I was the only person that never, ever set goals.
No. I mean, no, it does work. I'm not going to say that it doesn't work, but, it's sort of like how you want to learn and how, I mean, for many people it doesn't work because goals in many ways are all based on pushing against and pushing uphill. Do you get what that's about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all that, oh, my God, there's that thing I have to get it, and I'm going to push and pull, and I'm going to cajole, and everything's going to, and then I'm finally going to get it, and then I'm going to win. That's what goals tend to do. And that's why a lot of times they don't work, because they're not based on going towards something. They're based on pushing their way through to get there. It's a pushing vibration, and it doesn't feel very good. Say again?
Well, sorry to interrupt. I was going to say that, and then with all that effort and work and pushing, once you actually achieve the goal, it's almost deflated in a way, because then you measure, well, was all that worth this? I mean, sometimes the goal is not worth the amount of pushing that you have to put into it.
That's right. Very true. Good point. Okay, so we are not going to be goal setters. We're going to be vibration matchers, right?
Yeah.
We're just going to be vibration matchers, and we're just going to keep minding our vibration until it starts to happen for us. And I think that you all did a great job and really, really good questions and comments and insights today. So unless anyone else has a question, then we're going to wrap up. Anyone else have a question or comment?
Max, I just have one thing to a comment.
Sure.
So if you're pushing so hard and if it feels like too much work, then it's not right? Like if
now,
it's too much work,
I'm gonna,
you know, I want this, I want this. And if it's feeling too much work, then it's not right.
Okay. It's always the feelings. It's always your feelings. So I'm going to, you know.
Like a bad relationship, if it's too much work, then it's not right.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Well, that's
difference
for sure, yeah.
Struggle and effort.
You know, there's a thing about, you know, like when we're learning new things or we really want to get, if you're feeling really passionate about a project, say, I mean, relationship for sure. If it keeps being more work, it's not a match.
So right, obviously, yeah.
But if you're working on a project that you're like, I'm so excited to do this and it feels really good, but you know what? You're staying up long hours and you're working really hard, da-da-da-da-da, and sometimes you get exhausted, that's different. You see?
Okay.
Or if you're like, wow, wait a second. If you're in the middle of the like this project that you really were excited about, and then you get bogged down and you start being like, this is horrible. I don't want to do this anymore. Then you either have to step back and reassess, or you have to go, maybe this isn't a match. Maybe I shouldn't be doing it.
Okay,
because you know what? Everything should really all be about flow. And on some level, it's not you don't get challenged, but it's got to be a good challenge, a fun challenge, not a feeling.
Is this
okay,
perfect?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would
what
you
were you
say,
going to say?
sorry, Max, I was just going to say that reminds me of a book by Stuart Wilde that his comment has always to try and discern the difference between effort and struggle. It takes an effort, but once it turns into struggle, then that might be the signal that maybe it's not the right direction anymore.
Oh, thank you for that definition. Very good. Very good. Cool. All right, everyone. Great work today. And so if you can get your desire statements typed out by Friday, maybe Saturday at the latest, that would be wonderful. And as far as you realizing what's in your bubble, that's your homework, and I want you just to mark it down and just to put it in your journal or wherever to be like, oh, that's in my bubble, that's in my bubble. What's in my bubble? It's important.
Do you want to see the desire statements? Is that what you're saying? Have them done and send them to you? Do you want us to send you the desire statements?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And on the when I put the recording on there for tomorrow, there's also going to be blank sheets, and there's also going to be an example of my desire statement on there too, so you can see it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great week, everyone, and I'll talk to you through email for sure.
Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Max.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye now,
everyone.
Bye.